ಯಸೈವ ಪಾದಾಂಬುಜ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಲಭ್ಯೋ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಭಿಧಾನ ಪರಮಪಮರ್ಥ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಜಗನ್ ಮಂಗಳ ಮಂಗಳಾಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರ. ಆನಂದ ಲೀಳಾಮಯ ವಿಗ್ರಹಾಯ ಹಿಮಾವದಿವ್ಯೋ ಛವಿ ಸುಂದರಾಯ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಮಹಾಪ್ರೇಮ ರಸ ಪ್ರದಾಯ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಚೈತನ್ಯ. ಜನ್ನಾತಂ ಕರ್ಮ ನಿಷ್ಠೆಯನ್ನ ಚ ಸಮಧಿಗತಂ ಜತ್ತಪ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಜುಗೈ ವೈರಾಗಿ ತ್ಯಾಗಸ್ತತ್ತ ಸ್ತುತಿ ವಿರಪಿ ನ ಜತ ಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಚಾಪಿ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಭಾಜಂಗಪಿ ನ ಚ ಕಳಿತಂ ಜದ ರಹಸ್ಯಂ ಸ್ವಯಂ ಚ ನಾಮ್ನೈವ ಪ್ರಾದುರಾಸೀತ್ ಅವತರತಿ ಪರಿಜತ್ವತಂ ನೌಮಿ ಗೌರಂ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚಂದ್ರಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಸೊ for the last 2 days, and this is third day, we are discussing the causes of the advent of prema purushottama gauranga, sachinandana gauranga. I have already said there are 2 types of causes. One is external cause, another is internal cause. I have already said what are external causes. Yuga dharma pravartan and premadana. Do you understand? These are external causes meant for others, meant for the living entities of Kali Yuga. You understand? So the cause is external. Internal cause is for himself. It is his need. External cause is the need of others. Whereas internal cause is the need of himself, Krishna's own need. And those are 3. Radhaya pranaya mahima kidrusam. ಸಾಧ್ಯ ಹೇನ ಧೂತ ಮಧುರಿಮಾ ಕೀದೃಶಂ ವಾ ಮದೀಯ ಸೌಖ್ಯಂ ಚಾಸ್ಯ ಮದನುಭವತ ಕೀದೃಶಂ ವೇತಿ ಲೋಭಾತ್ ತದ್ಭಾವಾಢ್ಯಾಸಮಜನೀ ಸಚಿ ಗರ್ಭ ಸಿಂಧೌ ಹರಿಂದೌ. ಇಸ್ಂಟ್ ಇಟ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಸೇಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಅಂಡ್ 17th ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಸೋ ಇನ್ ದಿ ನೈಟ್ ಈವ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಟ್ ಲೋಭ ಗ್ರೀಡ್. ಯು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹೌ ದಿಸ್ ಗ್ರೀಡ್ I said, isn't it? I already said.
Yes, sir.
I said? No. 17th evening, I said about greed of the Lord. Yes, lobha. So 3 types of greed, 3 types of desires are there in Krishna. First is Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrusam. What is Radha's Pranaya? You understand love. Second is Svadhyo Hena Dhuta Madhurima Kidrusam. What is my excellent beauty? That Radharani really says. What is that? Third, Sokhyam Chaswa Madhana Bhava. What pleasure and happiness Radharani derives releasing my beauty. These 3 things, 3 desires, 3 vidhavancha. The Krishna developed the greed for it. Therefore he became Gaura. This is internal cause. So all these 3 things relate to Radharani, isn't it? It's all related to Radharani. So when this is all related to Radharani, so we must discuss Radha Tattva, otherwise you cannot understand it. Isn't it? Very difficult Tattva. First is, and therefore Krishna has become greedy for it. Do you understand? He has become greedy. 3 types of greed or 3 types of desires. He tried his best to fulfill his greed in Krishna Lila, but couldn't. Couldn't. Do you understand? Couldn't. He couldn't fulfill it. Huh? Therefore, in the heart, that greed is there. And it is very intense greed, very intense. Unsuppressed, cannot be suppressed. It must be fulfilled. What shall I do? What shall I do? How to fulfill? These three desires and three greed. Very deeply he thought of. And at last he decided, I must assume, accept the mood of Radharani and complexion of Radharani. Otherwise I cannot fulfill these three desires. So what is that? That is that we are discussing. So in Gaura Leela, those things are not fulfilled in Krishna Leela, and these three desires are fulfilled in Gaura Leela. So Krishna became Gaura, first hit. What is that love of Radha? And how? That love, Radha's love, Radha prem is very great. Greater than Krishna. Greater than Krishna. Do you understand? Yes, we have to discuss it. Do you follow me? Matta parataru nanyat kinci dasti. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, there is nobody superior to me. He is supreme. But here, Krishna is not supreme. You understand? So you'll find two opposites are there. Two opposites are there. One hand, he is supreme. Other hand, he is not supreme. You understand? He's requesting the lotus feet of Radharani. Dehi padapalam daram. The two opposites are there. Very wonderful. Three things are there. In Radha Prem we will find three things. What? First is, Radha Prem makes Krishna mad. Pray, Radha Prem is such, so powerful, that makes Krishna, who is almighty, all-powerful, mad. Do you follow me? Krishna is all-powerful, almighty, omnipotent. And he becomes mad for Radha Prem. So Radha Prem is greater than he is. Isn't it? This is number one. Number two, by relishment of that love, mellow of that love, the pleasure and happiness derived is unknown to Krishna, who knows everything, all-knowing, is unknown to him. Yogeshwar, come up here. Sitting behind. Yeah? This side. Is unknown to him. So Radha Prem is such thing. Greater. Third thing, there are two opposites things in Radha Prem. Two opposites. You understand? Combination of two opposites are there in Radha Prem. And one after another we'll discuss about it, these three things. All right? Yes, we'll discuss. One after another. First is, how Radha Prem makes Krishna mad. Who is all-powerful, omnipotent, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is self-sufficient, Do you understand? Who is Purna Brahma, completely full, there is no deficit in him, becomes mad. Wonderful. Radha Prem makes him mad. So, when this question of madness comes, we should analyze what are the reasons, what may be the reasons, that a person becomes mad. What are the reasons behind it? First we find out the reasons, then we analyze how it is applicable for Krishna or not. All right? Yogeshwar? What are the reasons that a person becomes mad? There are three reasons are there. Three reasons. Do you know? Are you not mad? Madman doesn't know he's mad. Isn't it? So, there are three reasons that a person becomes mad. Number one is, if someone will think of in some topic or subject matter very deeply and excessively, he becomes mad. This is number one reason. Isn't it? Yogeshwar? Becoming mad? Number two is, every individual person has some capacity of, to contain something, isn't it? Some capacity, some container is there, it has fixed capacity. As for example, a 60-watt bulb, do you understand? Only capacity 60-watt. If excessive watt is there, 100-watt or 150, then it will burst, it will become mad. The second reason. Third reason is, if in some subject matter or some topic one becomes, you see, he has no sufficient knowledge about it, or his knowledge covered up with ignorance, he becomes mad. There are three reasons. Now we'll one after another see how these reasons are whether applicable for Krishna or not. We analyze. You understand? First thing. First cause is, if someone thinks of some topic, some subject matter, very deeply and excessively, becomes mad. So let us analyze how it may be or can be applicable to Krishna or not. But if you analyze, you'll find these three reasons are not at all applicable for Krishna. Not at all. Do you understand?
Lord Jagannath is the first reason.
What reason?
That he was so interested in his own topics. That he at the form what we have on the altar now.
Yes, that is coming up here when we analyze this thing, you see. Because Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is completely full Purna Brahma. All meditate on Him, all analyze Krishna Tattva, do you understand? All glorify Him, all inquire more and more about Him to understand Him completely, still very difficult, isn't it? All are absorbed in Krishna, thought of Krishna, Jagannath, isn't it? Because He is Absolute Truth, Advyajana Tattva, Purna Brahma, completely full, Aptakama, self-satisfied, Atmarama, who enjoys in His soul, self. And He is the source and reservoir of all the melodies, isn't it? Yogeshwar. And He is Paramananda Swarupa, supremely Anandamoy. So how will it be that He will think up in some subject matter topic very deeply and become mad? Impossible. Impossible. Isn't it? Kaviraj Goswami has written that thing, the thoughts of Krishna inside Chaitanya. Krishnera vichare ko athoi antare, purna ananda swarupa sabe kohe more. Ama hoite anandita hoi tribhuvana, amai ka ananda jibe aiche kon jana. Ama hoite jar hoi sato sato guna, sei jana alhadite pare moramana. This is the thoughts of Krishna. Kaviraj Goswami written that thing in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna thinks, Purnananda rasa swarupa sabe kahe mare. All say, I am complete, supremely complete, and reservoir of all the mellows, completely. Do you understand? There is no incompleteness, deficit. Supremely, what do you say? Pleasure, ananda. You follow ananda. Parama ananda, supreme ananda, by all same. Three planetary systems, three bhuvan, become anandamoy, blissful for me, isn't it? Is there anybody who can give me pleasure? I give pleasure to one and all and three planetary systems. I am paramananda. I am supreme ananda. So is there anybody who can give me pleasure, ananda? He's thinking. Ama hoite hoy jar soto soto guna, sehi jana Allah dite pare mormana. Do you understand? Nobody surpasses Krishna. Matta Parapurnani is supreme. If somebody possesses hundred times of better quality of ananda, only he can or she can give me ananda. Otherwise nobody. Isn't it? Yogeshwar, do you follow me? Then we will discuss this thing. Krishna is rasa, reservoir of all rasas, mellows, completely, do you understand? Not partially. All devotees, do you understand? The society, devotee society, they release that mellow, do you understand? And they always develop greed for it, how to release more and more that mellow, of which Krishna is the reservoir unlimitedly, do you understand me? And all the mukhya and gavana, all the chief and secondary, all mellows are there with Krishna. So all the devotees, all types of devotees, they only meditate on Krishna, think of Krishna for the releasement of that mellows. Krishna is the only object of meditation and love, everything. Isn't it? No other object is there. Therefore, the devotees become mad after Krishna. Do you understand? Devotees become mad after Krishna for the releasement of that mellow, who is rasa raja. Who is rasa raja? Do you follow me? Rasa raja means king. So how will it be possible on the part of rasa raja to think of very deeply some topic or some subject matter other than himself? Because all are thinking of Krishna and becoming mad. Because he is rasa raja. He has no deficit in it. He is completely full. No deficit at all. If there is some deficit, then he will be thinking of that thing. No deficit. What will he think of? What subject matter? What topic? Then first reason is not applicable to him. Do you understand me? First reason of becoming mad is not applicable to him. Yogamaya is his potency. Shakti. Krishna is Shaktiman. Shakti works according to will of Shaktiman. Subordinate to Shakti. Do you understand? Yogeshwar.
He puts himself in illusion by his Yogamaya potency. He puts himself in illusion, in ignorance.
He wants that thing. He wills, then Yogamaya acts. If it doesn't will, how she will act? She is subordinate. She is not master. Krishna is master. Then second reason. Second reason is, if, what is second reason? The capacity. Do you understand? If it excels the capacity, then one becomes mad. And when he is supreme, say, what is that? That something will be, when he is unlimited, ananta, so how will it be that something is that which will be greater and better than he? So how will it be that second reason will be applicable to him? Not possible. Do you understand? It's not possible. It's not possible at all. Third. Third is what?
Ignorance.
There's no question of ignorance at all. Maya creates ignorance. He is Maya Abhisa. He is the master of Maya. He cannot be affected by Maya. How he will be put into ignorance? He is the source of all knowledge. Sat Chit Anandamaya. Chit means Jnanamaya. Isn't it? Unlimited, supremely. How he'll be covered up with ignorance? That will become mad? Not possible. Not possible. Do you understand? And he is Mayabhisa, he is not Mayabhasa. Jiva is Mayabhasa, because Jiva is Anu, Krishna is Vihu. Do you understand me? Jiva is Anu, minute. It is possible on the part of a Jiva to be covered up with ignorance. Do you understand? To come under the grip of Maya. Krishna will never come under the grip. He'll lose the energy, so how he'll become covered up with ignorance? Not possible at all. So three reasons are not applicable. Do you understand? Still, he becomes mad. This is very wonderful. And what is that that makes Krishna mad? This is Radha Prema. This is Radha Prema. That makes Krishna mad. And that Radha Prema is incomparable. Cannot be compared to any prema. Krishna's own statement is there. In Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami has written. Krishna kahe ami hoi rasero nidano purnanandamayo ami chinmayo purnatattva radhikara preme amaye koraye unmatta. Najani radhar preme ache koto bolo. Je bole amare kore sarvada biholo. Radhika prema guru ami shishya nato sadama nananute nachaye udvata. Krishna says, it's Krishna's statements. Kaviraj Goswami has written, I am purnanandamayo supremely anandamayo. Purna tattva. Supreme truth. So purna tattva. Chinmaya transcendental. Rasir, I am the reservoir of all mellow. Do you understand? But Radha Prem makes me mad. I don't know. What strength is there in Radha Prema? I don't know. Though I am all-knowing, I don't know it. What do you say? Krishna says, I don't know. You understand? Because it's mad. Mad fellow doesn't know what he's doing. He's all-knowing, but he says, I don't know. What strength is there? What power is there? Radha Prema, that makes me mad. Je bole amare kore sarvada bihola. Radhika Prema Guru, ami Shishya Nata. So Radha Prema is my Guru, I am its disciple. His Guru, disciple, is subordinate. Surrender to Guru. Do you follow me? Who is supreme? All surrender unto Krishna. Krishna says, surrender unto me. Isn't it? Saranavasala. Isn't it? All take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Isn't it? That Krishna begs the lotus feet of Radharani. Dehi pada pallava mudaram. Radharani, please give me your lotus feet to me. Do you understand? Radha Prem becomes the Guru and Krishna becomes disciple. Sadama nana nutya natai udvata. As Guru can make his disciple up and down, up and down, up and down. Isn't it? So Radha Prema makes me up and down, I'm dancing. Do you understand? So, is it true that Krishna becomes mad? It's true. Yogeshwar. It's true. Fact? Or some allegory or some concoction? What do you say? It is true. It is true. It's true.
But it's not one-sided.
That's fact. It is true that he is mad. You understand? That Chakravarti, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written that thing. Sarva Sakti, Sarva Sukha Paripurnam, Satya Sarupo, Nitya Jnanadi, Mayopyam, Kadachid Jarati Bhayat, Radha Prangana Kone Ninhutiyo, Tishthami Kadachid Radha Sangha Sukhasaya, Tada Gamana Panthanam Pasyami, Kadachid Tadartham Chaddamesi Bhavami, Kadachid Latayam Tadbhrante, Bhavami Tyadikam Tatprimevo Karayiti. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written like this, Acharya. Krishna says, these are the statements of Krishna. Krishna thinks and Krishna says, I am omnipotent. You understand? He's Shaktiman, Sarva Shaktiman. He is completely full of pleasure and happiness. No lacking is there, deficit is there. He is completely jnanamaya, full of knowledge, isn't it? I am such. Still, I become mad after Radha Prem. And becoming mad after Radha Prem, what I do, I don't know. Because a madman doesn't know what he is doing. Sometimes, Krishna spends the whole night behind the berry tree in the courtyard of Radharani's mother-in-law's, father-in-law's residence. Do you understand? Because this Jatila, mother-in-law of Radharani, do you understand? Krishna is always afraid of her. So, behind that berry tree, Krishna spends whole night. Berry tree in the courtyard of Radharani's mother-in-law. Do you understand? Whole night spends there. Never comes out. Because of fear of Jatila. Do you understand? So is it not madness? Sometimes he sits on the path. Do you understand? That Radharani goes and comes. Beside that path, sits there, waiting, waiting, long time, waiting. Radharani will come, Radharani will come. Do you understand? So it's not madness. sometimes to get some touch of the body of Radharani, he disguises himself as the wife of a barber. You understand? Napitini. You understand? Jogeshwar. Krishna disguises himself, puts on the sari, becomes the wife of a barber. You understand? And goes and said, Radharani, I have brought very nice alta, red stuff that will put in here, in the hill. You understand? I have very first class red stuff I have brought for you, special, for you only, Radharani. Please come, give your feet. I'll just put it, and it'll look so nice. Do you understand me? Huh? So it's not madness? What do you say? Huh? It's not madness? Yes. Yes. Then sometimes also, he goes to the doorstep of Radharani, disguising himself as a beggar woman, begging some alms. Please, Radharani, come out and give me some alms. Is not madness? Sometimes he also disguises himself as the wife of a gardener who makes garlands. You understand? Goes there to just take Radharani. Radharani, I brought very nice garlands, varieties of scented flowers for you. Please come, I'll put some garlands on around your neck. Huh? Is not madness? Sometimes he also disguises himself as the wife of a washerman and goes to the doorstep. Radharani says, Radharani, please give me your garments. I'll wash it very nice, like sunlight, more blazing. Huh? Do you understand? Than sunlight. Please give me your garments. I'll wash it very nicely. Not madness. Huh? Sometimes also he disguises himself as the wife of, who say, what is that? Huh? One who pays sandalwood, Gandhini, and takes very nice scented sandalwood. Radharani, I brought this nice scented sandalwood. Please come, I'll put some makari on your forehead and decorate you so nice scented. Please come. So you're not madness? Huh? Do you understand? Sometimes he embraces the golden creeper, thinking that Radharani. Radharani's gold, bodily hue is molten gold, and cries. Not madness? So these are all the symptoms of madness there. This is Radha Prem that has made him mad. You understand? Sometimes he takes some dust from the path Radharani has treaded and smears all over his body. Is not madness? Huh? Sometimes, when Radharani is taking bath in Jamuna and upstream, at the same time he takes bath in downstream. Do you understand me? Because the kumkum and flowers in Radharani's, what is you have to say? Bed? Bread? Yeah? Will float on this stream and touch my body. Do you understand? Radharani is taking bath in upstream and Krishna at the same time takes bath in downstream. This purpose is not madness. Huh? What do you say? Jogeshwar. Do you understand? And also, sometimes becoming so mad, a madman is always fickle, runs hither and thither. I is running hither and thither and crying for Radha. We are singing that song. Huh? কোথায় গো প্রেম মই রাধে রাধে, কোথায় গো রাধে রাধে গো জয় রাধে 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 রাধে, দেখা দিয়ে প্রাণ রাখো রাধে রাধে, দেখা দিয়ে তোমার কাঙ্গাল তোমায় ডাকে রাধে রাধে, তোমার কাঙ্গাল তোমায় রাধে রাধে গো জয় রাধে রাধে রাধে। আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, রানিং হিদার এন্ড জিদার এন্ড কলিং ও রাধে ও রাধে ও রাধে, প্লিজ গিভ মি দর্শন, অদারওয়াইজ মাই লাইফ উইল গেট আউট অফ মি, আই উইল বি ডেড। দেখা দিও প্রাণ রাখো রাধে রাধে, তোমার কাঙ্গাল তোমায় ডাকে রাধে রাধে। Do you understand? I am Kangal. What do you mean, Kangal? Beggar for you. Begging. Radhe, Radhe. My life will get out. Please come. Give me darshan. Radhe, Radhe. Do you understand? Sometimes calls her in Kesighat. একবার ডাকে কেসি ঘাটে, আবার ডাকে ভৈসি বটে, একবার একবার ডাকে কেসি ঘাটে, আবার ডাকে ভৈসি বটে, একবার ডাকে রাধে রাধে গো জয় রাধে 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 রাধে, কোথায় গো প্রেম মই রাধে রাধে, কোথায় গো প্রেম। সমটাইমস কল সর এট কেশিঘাট, রাধে রাধে ওয়ের আর ইউ, দেন ইমিডিয়েটলি রানস টু বংশী বট অ্যান্ড দেয়ার কলস, রাধে রাধে আর ইউ হিয়ার, ডু ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড। একবার ডাকে নিধু বনে, আবার ডাকে কুঞ্জ বনে, একবার ডাকে একবার ডাকে নিধু বনে, আবার ডাকে কুঞ্জ বনে, একবার রাধে রাধে গো জয় রাধে রাধে রাধে, কোথায় গো প্রেম মই রাধে রাধে, কোথায় রাধে রাধে গো জয় রাধে রাধে। Then that mad Krishna runs to Nidhuvan and calls there, রাধে রাধে where are you, are you here? No. Then swiftly runs to Kunjavana and there calls, Radhe, Radhe. Kothai, where are you, oh Radharani? Please give me darshan, otherwise my life will get out. Not madman. Ekbar dake Radha Kunde, abar dake Shyama Kunde, ekbar একবার ডাকে রাধা কুণ্ডে, আবার ডাকে শ্যাম কুণ্ডে, একবার রাধে রাধে গো জয় রাধে 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 গো জয় রাধে, কোথায় গো প্রেম মই রাধে রাধে, কোথায় গো প্রেম মই রাধে রাধে। Then runs to রাধা Radhe, where are you? No, Radhe. Then quickly moves to Shyam Kunda and calls, Radhe, Radhe, Kothai, where are you? No, Radhe. Then swiftly runs to Ekbar Dake Kusumbane, Abar Dake Govardhane, Ekbar একবার ডাকে কুসুম বনে, আবার ডাকে গোবর্ধনে, একবার রাধে রাধে Hare Gopi Mama Radhe Radhe Kothay Tomar Kangal Tomay Dake Radhe Radhe Tomar Kangal Dekha Diye Prano Rakho Radhe Radhe Dekha Radhe 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 Godoy Then runs to Kusumban and calls there, Rade, Rade, where are you? Then runs to Govardhan and calls, Rade, Rade, where are you? No Radha. Ek bar dake taro bonni, abar dake tomar bonni, ek bar dake taro bonni, abar dake tomar bonni, ek bar dake Radhe Radhe go jayo Radhe Radhe Uthaye go prem moy Radhe Radhe Then runs to Taravan and there calls Radhe Radhe kothay Where are you? No Radhe Then runs to Tamarvan and there calls Radhe, Radhe, kothay, where are you? Tomar kangal tomay dake, your beggar calls you, please, give me darshan. Let me leave, or my life will get out. It's a madman, isn't it? Do you understand? Ek bar dake taro bonni, abar dake tomar bonni, ek bar dake taro bonni, abar dake tomar bonni, Radhe, Radhe, go jayo, Radhe, 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 go jayo, Radhe, 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 Kothai, where are you? No Radhe, do you understand? Malin basam diye gaye, braje dholay gadgadi raaye, Malin. Malin basam diye gaye, braje dholay gadgadi raaye, Radhe, Radhe, go jayo, Radhe, Radhe. Calling Radha and Radha, Radhe, Radhe, and becoming mad, rolls on the dust of Braja Bhumi. For Radharani, it rolls. Whole body is dusty, dusty. Whole garments are dusty. A madman, isn't it? Huh? Mukhe Radha bole bhase, noyo noro joli bhase, mukhe Radhe, Radhe, go jayo, Radhe, Radhe.
Radhe, Radhe, go jayo, Radhe,
Uttering names of Radha sheds tears. Sheds tears like torrential rains. Then, not mad, man. Vrindavane buli buli kenne bedaye Radha boli Vrindavane. Vrindavane buli buli kenne bedaye Radha boli Vrindavane. Radhe, Radhe, go jayo, Radhe, Radhe,
Radhe,
Wandering throughout the jungle of Vrindavan, crying and uttering the names of Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Do you understand? Crying and wondering. Do you understand? Dekha diyo, Radhe, rakho ho prano, dekha diyo. Dekha diyo Radhe rakho prano, dekha diyo. Boliya kano ekano nikano boliya van. Oh Radharani, please give me your darshan and make me alive. Otherwise I'll die. My life will get up. In this way, wandering throughout the whole jungle of Vrindavan, crying, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Do you understand? বলে তু বিনা কাহার রস, বলে তু তু লাগি মোর বড় জবাস, তু লাগি মোর তু লাগি মোর বড় জবাস, তু রাধা রাণী ফর ইউ অনলি আই এম রিজাইডিং হিয়ার ইন ব্রজভূমি, অদারওয়াইজ ওয়াই শ্যাল আই রিজাইড হিয়ার? বলো তুই লাগিস না বড় জবাস, তুই বিনা কাহার রাস, উইদাউট ইউ হাউ ক্যান আই ড্যান্স ইন রাস ড্যান্স অনলি ফর ইউ রাধারানী, ইট উইল অল দিস থিংস উইল ইউজলেস নাও ইফ ইউ ক্যান নট গিভ মি দর্শন, সো ম্যাড ম্যান ইউ ফলো মি, সো রাধা প্রেম ইজ সব প্রেম মেক্স কৃষ্ণ ম্যাড, makes Krishna mad. That is there. Yeah? You understand? So Radha Prem is guru, Krishna is disciple, and makes Krishna dance. According to Tuna Radharani, Krishna dances. Do you understand? Then second thing. By releasing Radha Prem, you understand? Who is Paramananda, supremely Ananda, he gets more Ananda, 100 times, 1,000 times more Ananda. So Radha Prem is such Ananda Prada, pleasure giving. Do you understand? Nija Premaswade more hoide Ananda, ta hoite koti guna Radha Premaswada. All are releasing. Because Krishna is Rasaraja, is the reservoir of all mellows, all are releasing that mellow and getting pleasure and happiness. But now Krishna wants to release Radha Prem, who is Paramananda, who is supreme Ananda. Do you understand? And he says, Radha Prem, the releasement of Radha Prem is cross of times greater than the releasement of my mellow. Do you understand? Vishaya jatiya sukhe amara aswad, ama hoite koti guna ashrayer alhab. Krishna is vishaya jatiya, vishaya vigraha. Isn't it? Rasher vishaya. Radha is rasher ashraya. Do you understand? So, being vishaya jatiya, Krishna releases vishaya rasa. Do you understand? He cannot release ashraya rasa. Do you understand me? Cannot. How can he? Because he's Vishaya. How can he release? How can he get the releasement of ashraya rasa? He's not ashraya. Do you understand me? Therefore, this greed is there. How I'll become ashraya? Vishaya becomes ashraya. That means bhakta is gaura. Bhakta bhava angi kari. আপনি করিমু ভক্ত ভাব অঙ্গীকার, আপনি আচরি ভক্তি শিখামু সবার, আই উইল গো অ্যাজ এ ভক্ত মাই সেলফ, অবজার্ভ, ডু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, অ্যাক্ট লাইক এ ভক্ত অ্যান্ড টিচ ভক্তি, দোজ হি কেম অ্যাজ গৌরাঙ্গ, হিজ মুড ইজ ভক্ত, হিজ মুড অফ ভক্ত, ডু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, দ্যাট ইজ সেড আশ্রয়, আশ্রয় মিন্স all devotees are ashraya jatiya in category of ashraya. Krishna is only in the category of vishaya. So that is the greed. Do you follow? That is the greed. That greed develops in Krishna. I am vishaya. How can I become ashraya jatiya? How can I release it? Impossible. So that greed is there. So he accepted the mood of Radharani in the complexion. Because Radharani is the crest jewel of ashraya category, crest jewel. Do you understand? Yes. Jatne aswadita nari ki kari upay, kabhu jadi ei premar hoy ashraya, tabe sei premanander anubhav hoy. Oto chinti rahe Krishna parama kautuki, hrudaye baraye prema lobha dakadaki. This use of these words are very, very appropriate words. If you can release it, I don't know, unless you know this language. You understand? Unless you know this language, my Guru Maharaj said, in order to release this, understand this, and release this amruta, Chaitanya Charita Amruta, this nectar of Chaitanya Charita, all should learn Bengali. Otherwise, no releasement. You say, how it is written? Tabe sei premanandar anubhav hoy. Kabhu jodi ei premar hoy asroy. Krishna thinks, if I become asroy of this prema, radha prema, then I can release it. Otherwise, no possibility. Atho chinti rahe Krishna paramakauti. So this thought is there. Very deep thought. Very deep. Intense thought. Very deep and intense. Krishna is thinking. Hudaye bharaye prema lobha dhaka dhaki. Do you understand that lobha? The word lobha is here. Do you understand? Lobha. Greed. Greed for Radha prema. It's greed. Very intense greed. Unsuppressible. Cannot be suppressed. Do you understand? In the heart, it is like throbbing. Do you understand? Thak, 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 thak. Do you understand? If you prepare what you say, we prepare. Milk with rice, sweet rice, when it becomes very thick. Ever? Have you prepared it? When it becomes very thick, you mark how it is. Thak, 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 thak. Isn't it? Becomes thak, 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 thak. Dhakadaks. Isn't it? Dhakadaks. Prema lobha dhakadaki. Eta udaye bare prema lobha dhakadaki, dhakadaki. It's very intense, great, intense thought. Thak, 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 thak. Such a word is used here. You can't realize if you won't learn Bengali. Kaviraj Goswami has written in that. So then Krishna becomes Gaura. To realize that asradhatiya sukha ananda. Then third thing is, in Radha Prem there are two opposite things. Simultaneous, combination of two things. Do you understand? Two opposite things. How is it? In Ujjala Nilamani, then you have to read Ujjala Nilamani. Rupa Goswami has mentioned that thing. Sri Radha, yes. Pira, this will come later on, at the beginning. You see, in Ujjala Nilamani, there is when there is a, yes, it's ananta, a sima, unlimited. Do you understand? Krishna says Radha Prema is his guru. Do you understand? Radha Prema is guru, Krishna is disciple. Guru means greater than Krishna. Krishna is ananta, isn't it? Unlimited. Yogeshwar. So when Radha Prema becomes guru, then it's also ananta, unlimited, isn't it? Is there a limit to it? No. Ananta, asima, unlimited. What is unlimited? Can it expand? Can it expand? Can it increase? Because there is no limit. How did it increase? I am going to that point. Why are you speaking ahead? I am going to that point. Do you understand? Which is unlimited, there is no limit. If there is some limit, then it will increase to that limit. If something is unlimited, where is the question of increasing? Increase. Is there a question? But Radha Prema increases every moment. So is it not two opposites? Simultaneously, two opposites. Do you understand? Nitya Vardhanasya. Every moment it increases. Newer, 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 newer. You see? So when you speak of Milana Viraha, union and separation. Do you understand? So, in Ujjala Nilamani, Rupa Bhava has mentioned that thing. When this is the flow, do you understand? This is the flow of the pastimes, Lila Prabaho, like river's flow. Do you understand? The river has two embankments, right embankment and left embankment. So, when this Lila Prabaho, this pastime of Radha and Krishna's conjugal pastimes, transcendental, like the flow of river, there are two embankments. One is Milana, another is Viraha. You understand me? Union and separation. One embankment is union embankment, another embankment is separation embankment. Two embankments. Do you follow? And these are required. The Viraha, the separation, nourishes the combination, the pleasure of combination. You understand? It's called self-nourishment. So these two are required, otherwise there is no relishment or nourishment. You understand? One gets pleasure in union, at the same time gets intense pain in separation. So pleasure and pain simultaneously there, two opposites. Do you understand? From time immemorial, it is going on. Then Rupa Pada, it is here, in Ujjal Nilamani. Vibhurapi kalayana sadhavi vruddhiṃ gururapi gaurabo charjaya vihina muhurupacito vikrimapi suddho jayatamaru duisi radhikanurāga. Have you read Ujjal Nilamani? Should read. I don't know. I have original.
Yeah, in English.
No, original in Sanskrit.
No, I don't know.
And commentaries given in Bengali. I have that book. So I have prepared my note from that book. You understand?
But in the spiritual Buddha, the union of separation is existing also. In the spiritual world.
Spiritual.
Yeah, the union
yes.
Separation also.
Yes, implies. Yes, that is there. That we are speaking. Do you understand? Here, that the meaning of that verse is that Vibhurapi kalayana sadhavi vruddhiṃ. Radha prema is Vibhu. Vibhu means great, Lord, because Guru. And every moment increasing, vardhana sila, Guru. Do you understand? Still, though it is Guru, still without Gaurava, without Guruta. You should read the language. You understand? Sweet, sweetness. You understand? Adjective, then noun. So I'll teach you grammar and language. Guru, Guruta. Do you understand? Guru is adjective, Guruta is noun. What do you say in your English language? Guruship. Without Guruship. Though Guru, without Guruship. So it is two opposites. It's Guru, but without Guruship. In his language. I don't know. So it is two opposites. And then unlimited. Still increasing, the two opposites. Do you follow me? Follow? Follow? Try to follow. It's pure, completely pure. Do you understand? Radha Prem, completely pure, visuddha sunirmala. But it's never straight, it is always crooked. Do you understand me? It is very, very crystal clear. Here it is all straight. It is not crooked. No duplicity is there. No crooked. Crookedness is there. But Radha Prem is clear. Do you understand? Very clear. Visuddha, completely clear, without contamination. Still, it's, what do you say? Movement is crooked movement. Bhakra gati. not straight. It's true opposites. Do you understand? Krishnam vande jagadguru. We say, Krishnam vande jagadguru. Krishna is the spiritual master of the whole universe. We all worship his lotus feet because he is the guru of all universe. But that jagadguru Krishna worships Radha Pada, worships the lotus feet of Radharani. Who is jagadguru? Do you follow me? So two opposites. Jadhika prema guru amishi sanata. So if you go in this, what you say, line of guruship, then topmost is Radha prema is topmost, not Krishna. Isn't it? That is that. Javai guru vasti nahi sunishtita. And that Radha prema makes Krishna disciple and makes him dance, makes him mad. Do you understand? So Radha prema, Radha such prema, so guru. Still, what Radharani says, do you know what Radharani says? Radharani thinks herself, Hatabhagini Dina. What do you say in English? Hatabhagini Dina, unfortunate, devoid of prema. Dure suddha prema bandha kapata prema ragandha. Sehomaro nahi Krishna pahe, Radharani says. I have no love for Krishna. I am far, far away from it. Nahi Krishna premadhana daridra mo jivana. Radharani says, Dehendriya vrutha mo sava. You understand? I have not gotten that Krishna premadhana, Krishna prema, the asset, invaluable asset. I am devoid of that asset, so I am poor. You understand? Devoid, being devoid of that asset, Krishna premadhana. It's useless that I am surviving. My body is there, it's useless. Because I have no guru Krishna prema. He says like that. He's not two opposites. Do you understand? Then there are the mixture in Radha prema, you'll find the mixture of poison and nectar. Visamrutaramira. At the same time, nectar is there and poison is there. Wonderful. It's wonderful. How will it be? Nectar at the same time poison mixed together. We cannot conceive. Do you understand? Because the nectar is very sweet, sweetest. And poison is the most bitter. Isn't it? Sometimes two things are there, sweet and bitter. At the union it is sweet, separation is so two opposites are there in Radha prema. Do you follow me? Try to understand. Very deep philosophy. Very deep philosophy. Not easy affair. Do you understand? Very painful. The separation is very painful. Vibra vedana. So there is, therefore we say that mixture of two things, nectar and poison in Radha prema. Bahire viso jola hoy bhitore anandamoy. Krishna premor adbhuta chaita. Outside, when there is separation, do you understand? It is external. External separation. Do you understand? So, outside the whole body is burning. Do you understand? If a poisonous snake will bite you, to find how your body will be burning. Such burning is there. Because of separation, it's outside. But inside, extreme pleasure is there. It's two opposites. Do you follow me? Two opposites. Eish prema asvadana tatto ikhyu sarvana mukha chole nanjaya tedana. To release this pain is like to chew. To chew the very hot sugar cane. Very hot sugar cane. Do you understand? Very hot. It's very sweet. The mouth is burning. Still you are not, you don't
want to take it off. Still burning, still chewing, still, but you don't take it off. This is two opposites. Stop to ichuta. This is Radha Prema. You understand? Krishna Prema, Radha Prema. Sei Prema Jarmani, Tar Vikrama Sei Jane, Visamrte, Ekotra Milano. Do you understand? One who knows this thing, he knows what is this. He knows. Otherwise, you cannot know. One who has tasted sugar candy, he knows how sweet it is. If I have not tasted, can you understand? If I say, oh, sugar candy is very sweet, then it's how sweet? What shall I say? You taste it, then you can realize how sweet it is. Similarly, one who has tasted really sweet flavor, only he knows. Otherwise, how can you know? Can you? No. That says, sei jane, vikrama sei jane. In Vidagdha Madhava, then you quotation from Vidagdha Madhava, Rupa Goswami. Purnamasi Vakya, statement of Purnamasi. Pida bhirnava kala puta katuta garvasya nirvasana nishyandena mudam sudha madhurima hankara sankochana prema sundari nandanandana paro jagarti jasyantare jayante sputa masya vakra madhura sthineiva vikrayanta. This is from Vidagdha Madhava. Do you know? Do you know it? Purnamasi says, Purnamasi's statement says to Radharani, Re Sundari, oh lotus haste, extremely beautiful Radharani. Krishna prema, the prema, the love you have developed for that nandanandan, Krishna, you understand? That prema is not straight. Krishna is three places crooked. He is not straight person, very crooked person. Why have you developed love for him? Radharani. Do you understand? That prema works in two ways. Have you seen the saw? This cuts? Also cuts. Two ways. Do you follow me? Follow me? Try to understand me. Two ways, he says. Purnamasi says, it works in two ways. What is that two ways? Vipralambha and Sampova. Union and separation. Do you understand? Two types of activity. When it is vipralambha separation, its poison is the, what you say, very dreadful, more dreadful than the most dreadful poison of a poisonous snake. Do you follow me? How there is the union of nectar and poison. In Vidagdha Madhava, Goswami says, it's so bitter. If you taste poison, you cannot taste it. So bitter. But this prema is more bitter than that. Do you understand? It gives so much pain in the heart. Very, very acute, most acute pain, intolerant in vipralambha bhava, virahodasa, in separation. It acts like poison. But in sambhogadasa, it is much sweeter than the nectar. So the combination of nectar and poison. Do you understand? Then says, Krishna prema amrita, gola garala vikathit. Purnama says, Radharani, why have you developed love for that crooked person? Three places crooked, Krishna. This prema is much more bitter than, what do you say, a liquid poison. dreadful poison. Dreadful poison. Do you understand?
Oh, sir, the same time. It is much sweeter than the nectar.
Two opposites. Do you understand? Two opposites. Mystery is here.
Here is no intoxication. It is not intoxicant, but it makes intoxicated.
Do you follow me? Do you follow me?
It is not intoxicant, but it makes intoxicated.
Do you follow me?
It makes mad.
When someone becomes intoxicated, becomes mad.
Marijuana, LSD, very dreadful.
They become mad, hippie. Rolling, naked, you see.
Mad! It is not fire. This frame you have developed is not fire, but it burns. It burns. Not fire, but burns.
It is not opposite.
It's not a weapon, but it pierces the heart.
Do you understand?
It's not water, but it inundates everything.
Do you understand? When there is heavy downpour, great flood, high flood has come, whole land has been inundated, you will never find where is the way. Do you understand? So when there is this prema, it's not water, it inundates everything. Gopis, Radhani, become mad. Because that is the mood, that is the nature. Do you understand?
Sehi mane krishne moro nahi prema gandha. Only he or she says that I have no tinge of Krishna prema. No touch at all. One who has gotten the highest limit. Only he says, or she says.
Who is this
morning? Yes.
Therefore,
Mahaprabhu's teaching Sunadapi Sunichi now. Otherwise, you'll develop pride.